evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a Colgate Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shaving Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shaving Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate Shave Cream fan.
482nd edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting. We'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern.
Our guest tonight is one of America's most famous orchestra leaders, Horace Hite. But before you meet Horace Hite in person, here is Reel One. Portrait of a prize fighter and a fortune. This is one of the most incredible stories we've ever told. Incredible because it involves more money than any of us will ever see. Yet even though the story does involve more money than any of us will ever see, every word of this story is true. But let's begin in the beginning. When a boy named Henry Comstock was born in Canada, the moment he could walk, young Henry Comstock wanted adventure. While he was still a young man, he got it. More adventure than most people can get in a lifetime. First, Henry Comstock fought in the Black Hawk War, then the Patriots War, finally the Mexican War. Henry Comstock still craved adventure. He wanted a fight. That's why, in order to keep on fighting, even though there were no more wars, he became a bare-knuckle boxer. For Henry lived in the days before boxing gloves. Henry Comstock was a vicious fighter. He took on all comers, and he licked every one of them. It was then that he settled in Santa Fe, New Mexico. But Henry was such a great fighter that soon he'd beaten everyone in Santa Fe. And to find new opponents, he moved into the territory of Nevada. In Nevada, Henry Comstock had a strange thing happen. For it was here that he met the Grosh brothers. The Grosh brothers were gold prospectors. It was then that Henry Comstock decided to give up prize fighting and to join the Grosh brothers in their search for gold. However, one day, Henry saw that the Grosh brothers were hiding something. The two men were standing with their hands behind their backs. Henry stepped up to them and he said,
"What are you fellas hiding?"
"None of your business, Comstock."
"Oh? We're partners, ain't we? Show me what you're hiding."
"All right, look."
"Gold! A third of that gold belongs to me."
"Yeah, try and get it."
"Okay, I will. Put up your mitts. I'll beat both you and your brother."
"Why,
you didn't know I used to be a prize fighter, did you?"
That day, Henry Comstock fought both the Grosh brothers, and he beat them both. What was to become the most famous fight in history. For after that fight, Henry Comstock took possession of that gold mine that they had discovered. A gold mine that immediately became the most famous gold and silver mine in the world. And to this day, this richest gold mine in the world, Comstock's mine, is called the Comstock Lode. Wait. Wait, there's an amazing ending to this story. Henry Comstock, even though he did own the world's richest gold mine, was still short of ready cash. That's why he went to a banker and he said,
"I need ready cash. You know I own a gold mine. How much will you give me for it?"
"Why, Henry, I'll be glad to give you $10,000 for your mine."
"Make it $11,000 and the mine's yours."
"Okay, Henry. I'll buy your mine for $11,000. Let's shake on the deal."
So, because he needed ready cash, Henry Comstock sold his gold mine for $11,000. The incredible part of the story is that that gold mine that Henry Comstock sold for $11,000, that gold mine that he sold for $11,000, has yielded more than $1,000 million in silver and gold. The mine became so famous that to get this mine into the Union, the territory of Nevada was admitted into the United States. That's the story of a prize fighter who, by the brutal power of his own fists, owned the world's most famous gold and silver mine and brought the state of Nevada into the United States. But that's not the end of this astounding story. For shortly after Nevada was brought into the Union, another gambler appeared in the state, a gambler named Tex Rickard. Tex Rickard, who in Nevada staged the lightweight championship fight between Joe Gans and Battling Nelson. And as a result of this fight, Tex Rickard became so successful that he moved down to New York City to stage other fights. In New York City, Tex Rickard built the home of the greatest prize fights in the world, Madison Square Garden. Strange that Madison Square Garden should be the home of the greatest prize fights in the world. But the garden was named after Madison Square. Madison Square, in turn, was named after a man named James Madison. But what makes this so very strange is that Madison Square Garden, the home of the most famous fights in the world, should be named after James Madison. You see, James Madison hated boxing, and he kept it illegal as long as he was the president of the United States. Madison Square Garden, home of the most famous prize fights in the world. Yet it's named after a man who hated boxing. Reel 2. Treat yourself to Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream and discover what a comfortable, clean, close shave you can get. Try it on this swell proposition. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Yep. $1 says it solves your shaving problems, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Believe me, that light, fine textured Colgate Brushless softens up the toughest whiskers and fast. It makes your shave smooth, clean, and easy. Your face feels really comfortable afterward, but see for yourself. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it a week. If you don't agree it's the ideal shave, just mail me back the carton top and we'll send you $1. The address? Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Is it a deal? There's $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Try it tomorrow. Reel 3. Profile of the strangest football story ever told. 2 weeks ago, I was in California broadcasting the Los Angeles Open Golf Tournament. While I was in California broadcasting golf, I heard this amazing football story. Football is an American game, yet this story begins in Europe. It begins in Berlin, Germany. Back in 1930, in Berlin, Germany, a boy was born, a boy named Pete Strudwick. As a little boy, Pete Strudwick loved sports. Because he knew that America was the greatest sports nation in the world, Pete wanted to come to America. And then one day, Pete's dream did come true. For Pete Strudwick's family did come to America. They settled in California. Immediately, Pete began to play football. At first, he wasn't a very good football player. That's why when Pete went to grammar school, nobody thought he could make the team. However, he did make his grammar school football team. He played so well that when he graduated from grammar school, everybody predicted a great future for him in high school football. Last February, Pete Strudwick entered the University High School in Los Angeles. And as everyone expected, he went out for the football team. Pete made his high school team. He not only made it, but on Thursday, December the 2nd, 1948, Ralph Alexander, one of California's leading sports writers, wrote in the Los Angeles Examiner.
If I picked an all-American football team, I'd add a 12th player. That player'd be Pete Strudwick.
Certainly no boy ever received higher praise. To be called an all-American football player while still in high school has never been done before. That's the amazing story of a high school football player in California. Who's such a great player that even though he's only in high school, he's been picked as a potential All-American. What makes this an even more amazing story is the fact that Pete Strudwick, this high school football player in California, who's been written up as an All-American even though he's only in high school, is a great player. Yeah, he's a great player despite the fact that he has no hands and no feet. This is such an incredible story, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure some of you just can't believe it. Hence, I want you to hear this story verified by the boy and his associates himself. So, in order for you to hear Pete Strudwick, we take you now to Los Angeles, California.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pete Strudwick speaking from Los Angeles. I want to confirm what Bill Stern has just told you. I have played this last year for the University High School football team, yet I have no hands and no feet. This is Pete Strudwick in Los Angeles, returning you to Bill Stern in New York.
Thanks so much, Pete Strudwick. That certainly was a great story from California, of a football star who plays under a severe handicap. But speaking of football players from California and physical handicaps, let me tell you another story of another California football player who also suffered a tragic physical handicap. This boy also played in California. In fact, he played for the University of California. He too played well. That is, he played well until one day he fractured a vertebrae in his back. From then on, his football playing days were over. So this boy gave up football and he turned to music. And yet, you know, I don't think he's ever been sorry that he did take up music. For today, he's one of the most famous orchestra leaders in the world. His name is Horace Height. And now, in order that you can hear Horace Height speaking in person, this is Bill Stern switching you to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where the next voice you hear will be that of America's famous orchestra leader, Horace Height.
And Bill, that cheer that you're just hearing is from 5,000 wonderful folks there in Harrisburg attending our concert. It's true, if I hadn't injured my back in football, I doubt if I would ever become an orchestra leader. I wanted to be an athletic coach. I loved football, but wasn't too bad at baseball, tried basketball, set a few minor records in swimming, and I play a fair game of golf. In fact, I've tried about every kind of sport there is, but of them all, I think I like boxing the best. For in boxing, the underdog or the unknown gets a chance, and that's also why I'm so interested in my Sunday night youth opportunity program. For it gives young, talented newcomers that same opportunity. And I'm glad to help these youngsters fight their way up the ladder to success. And speaking of battles, I've got quite a fight of my own hands since I moved into the number one spot in radio on Sunday nights against Jack Benny. But Bill, just let me say this. Fights are not won in the first round. Before I'm through, Jack will know he's been in a battle, for I'm in this fight to win. This is Horace Height in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, returning you to Bill Stern in New York City.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Horace Height. Real Four. I'll be back in just a moment with another incredible story, but first here is Arthur Gary.
Are you one of those hop, skip, and jump shavers, always changing brands, always looking for a really clean, smooth, comfortable shave? Then switch to Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. It's one shave cream that really fixes tough whiskers, smooths and sweetens your shave, and leaves your face feeling comfortable. Let Bill Stern tell you why.
Because it's light and fine textured. Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle. Better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down. There's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Yes, men. That light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless spells fast, easy, clean shaves and real skin comfort after the shave.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it 1 week. If you're not convinced it makes shaving right for you, Colgate will send you $1. Just mail the carton top to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Remember, $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be that famous comedian, the one and only Jerry Colonna. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next week at this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Bill Stern, the Corky Shaker Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Corky Shaker Man, and lots to say. He told you tales of sports, he rolls the inside dope, you really know. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Pete Strudwick was represented by Charles Buck. Tomorrow night over NBC, here at Colgate's Hour of Fun. Hilarious Judy Canova, followed immediately by A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York, Hollywood, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.